Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Bleak, depressing, and ultra-violent, The Revenant is, nonetheless, a stunning cinematic epic. Even jaded movie buffs will likely say to themselves, how the heck did they do that? Leonardo DiCaprio stars in this grim western that was inspired by true events. DiCaprio plays Hugh Glass, a fur trapper whose hunting party is attacked by members of the Arikara Indian tribe in an uncharted part of the American wilderness in 1823. Although Glass and a few others survived the massacre, that was the easy part. They then must brave the harsh and unforgiving elements while the Native Americans continue to hunt them down. Glass also endures a near-fatal bear attack, a heartbreaking personal loss, and then has to track down the no-good fellow trapper who betrayed him and left him for dead. While Hollywood actors are often coddled, the cast of The Revenant more than earns their money this time out. Director Alejandro González Iñárritu, who won the Oscar last year for his work on Birdman, puts his actors through hell, particularly DiCaprio and Tom Hardy, who plays the no-good varmint who left Glass behind to die. DiCaprio is a favorite to win the Oscar for Best Actor, showcasing an intensity and ferocity we haven't seen from him before. And while this revenge tale is basically a one-note affair, it's a spectacular one, brilliantly staged by Iñárritu and eloquently filmed by cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki. The word Revenant refers to someone who's come back from the dead, and the dark revenge tale, The Revenant, will likely haunt you. Also opening this week, Trust Fund is a family drama written and directed by local filmmaker Sandra L. Martin that was shot entirely in the Kansas City metro area. And finally, The Forest is a horror flick starring Natalie Dormer. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM. Freeze!